Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day to thank Him and to glorify His name. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 145, verses 10 to 12. And it reads, "All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." Amazing. Hallelujah. What a beautiful scripture. My dear brothers and sisters, all the magnificent wonders of nature reveal the majesty of God and glorify Him. From the grateful heart of a devoted Italian monk in the year of 1225 came this beautiful message. As a great lover of nature, Saint Francis of Assisi saw the hand of God in all creation, and he urged men to respond with expressions of praise and alleluia. Giovanni Bernardone, the real name of Saint Francis, demonstrated through his own life all the tender, humble, forgiving spirit and absolute trust in God that his hymn urges others to have. At the age of 25, Bernardone left an indulgent life as a soldier, renounced his inherited wealth, and determined to live meagerly and to imitate the selfless life of Christ. Throughout his life, Saint Francis appreciated the importance of church music and encouraged singing in his monastery. He wrote more than 60 hymns for this purpose. The beautiful expressions of praise in all creatures of our God and King have endured throughout the centuries. A prayer written by Saint Francis has also become familiar and well-loved. His prayer is such, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, unity. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is error, truth. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life." Hallelujah. Beautiful. Praise God, my dear brothers and sisters, continually for His many blessings and for the wonders of His creation. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, in the name of your Son Jesus, we come before your presence. We lay down our crowns at the throne of Jesus, at the throne of grace. We lay down our accolades and our rewards, and we say, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory, all honor, and all dominion, all power, all authority, because it all belongs to you." This morning, Abba Father, we bless you, we praise you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood on the cross of Calvary. We will never forget the sacrifice of Yeshua on our behalf, that in your death we have received life. In the stripes of Jesus we have received healing. In you being hanging on the cross, the tree, every curse has been removed, and we have received the blessings of Jehovah. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. O Lord Jesus, the crown of thorns was laid on your head, so that and you poured out your soul unto death, so that our soul will live, our minds will be renewed by the power of your word and by the power of your Holy Spirit. We want to say thank you. This morning, O Lord God Almighty, we appreciate your goodness and your grace that abounds over each and every one of us. I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the daily chores of the day. I pray that your grace and glory will be their portion. You will show them your glory, you show them your power, and show them your might, O God, and bless them in every area of their lives. I lift up the ones who are sick in our midst, and I speak healing of Jesus to flow into their bodies, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I release the healing virtue of Christ to flow upon them. And I thank you for your healing, that even before you could deal with our sins, you dealt with our sicknesses. And we want to say thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. We give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.